I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
That is right. It's a nice sunny day where I'm at. The sun's out.
Too.
The temperatures are warming up. And somebody around here is wearing shorts.
Yeah, I got shorts on. That's me.
Oh, Bryn wasn't ready. There you go.
Yeah. Listen, I will say, you know, of all my amazing features, my legs are not one of them. So
I got
some sad ankles and some knobbly knees.
No, you don't get to do that right now. So I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here and I look over at this. We've got our phones and we're watching each other on, I guess that's what, Instant Messenger?
Yes, yeah.
Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm.
FaceTime Messenger. So there's a moment where Sarah removes the giant blanket she's covered with. I'm like, hey, I think I just saw a knee.
Oh, you did?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I guess you removed your blanket for a second. You were resituating. And I'm like,
my knees are out of the shot, man. I don't know. I keep my knees to myself.
I just saw leg. That's why I was like, oh, my God, Bryn's got it. Bryn, hit it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She does have legs. That is true. I do have two legs.
Uh-huh.
Lucky me, you know. Lots of people don't have two legs.
This working from home thing is nice. Look at everybody. Sarah pulls out shorts.
Yeah. And I'm certainly not pulling out the hair dye. I'll tell you that right now.
Have you even tried to get any or no?
Hair dye?
Oh,
yeah.
I buy it in bulk. I have 10 of them.
Oh, but you're just not worried about it.
No. In fact, I'm going to let it go as long as I'm going to let it see what it does. I really
cut it.
I want to clip my hair off so bad. I want to so bad because like, it grows back and let's let it grow back gray. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I got to fight with
you
this.
You keep
hair
talking
dye
about
all
it, Sarah. Just do it.
Yeah. We just do it.
John keeps reminding. He goes, look, you can do whatever you want. But it did make you sad the way, like, Hooman and Hot Ass Danielle, and there were a few people who went, my family hated it, you know.
There were a few people that gasped.
I remember Danielle taking it. I mean, she couldn't hide her true, I mean, it was a true reaction. I opened up the door, I'm like, hey, she goes, like, I went, oh, I'm not cute anymore.
Well, oh, boy. Mm-hmm. You're more than your hairdo, Sarah. Look at those legs.
Oh, my God. I have bad legs and a bad hairdo. Some people would argue I already have a bad hairdo. But look, there's only so much I can do. You know, this is what I'm working with here.
Right.
It's not, you know, it's not prime rib or prime cut.
What?
I don't know. It's not top sirloin. I don't know. Hey, guys.
What's John's famous line, Sarah? Don't worry,
guys will bang
guys
anything.
Anything.
Guys
exactly.
Will, don't worry. Does this look all right? Oh, don't worry, Sarah. Guys will bang anything. Oh, it's good times. Hey, everyone. I'm doing an Ask Me Anything tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the Alice973 Instagram. And if you've ever had a burning question, you just got to know about something I haven't already answered 50 million times on the show. Send a DM to the Alice973 Instagram. And Bryn is collecting all of those questions, and he'll put them to me. All softballs, please. Thank you. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Scott Capurro Instagram Live Extravaganza, which happens every night at 8 o'clock from his room, his studio apartment in San Francisco. 10 minutes of that. This Saturday, he will be, actually, I guess Friday he's coming too. He's going to be staying at my guest house, so he'll be doing his show live Friday night, the 10-minute thing, and then his full thing. We'll sit outside the windows with our, I'm thinking lemon drops this weekend. We have so many lemons. I'll make some delicious lemon drops, and John and I will get drunk watching him, and then I'll be in bed by 9:15. It's going to be great.
My lemon tree is also blooming big.
Yeah. Oh, it's blooming or it's...
Whatever, it's filled with lemons. Yeah, we have lots of... I don't know what you'd say, how you say that.
Right. It's just prolific right now. They're everywhere. Like, you can't... I can't even give... People are like, I'm not done with the lemons you already gave me. Please stop giving me lemons. Would you like some flour then? Because I've got plenty of that. Got a 50-pound sack of it moldering away in my pantry.
You'll wish you didn't give that away. Just get to bacon.
Yeah, okay. You know what? That's a great idea. Maybe
you know what's delicious?
Cookies.
Carrot cake is so good. I'm sure there's flour in there somehow, right?
You know, I know you love carrot cake. I am not a carrot cake fan. I don't like the cream cheese icing. And I don't like carrot cake. I don't care about it. I'd rather have banana bread, and I don't even like bananas.
I love carrot cake.
I know.
I don't know why.
It's your
thing. I don't know why. Who even thought to make carrot cake? Mm. Carrots?
They're naturally sweet. You're not allowed to have them on keto. Which I'm getting back. I'm going to get back to keto as soon as this thing is over. Oh, man. You know,
Why not now?
Because it's just too hard now. It's just, I can't. I really want food. You know, it's fine when I get things to keep me busy and keep my mind off food. Now I don't have anything. I'm like, you know what? Sounds good. Cookies. I'm definitely making cookies today with some of that flour. I am going to work through that flour. Riley's going to be sorry he ordered a 50-pound sack.
Oh, Riley's behind the 50. I thought John was behind
the
50. Oh,
no, it's Riley. Riley and his freaking bread making. I'm like, where's the goddamn bread? If you've got all this flour, he's like, well, I'm going to make some Friday when my starter's ready. I'm like, all right. I'm going to use that up today. I'm making cookies. I think I'll make chocolate chip cookies with no chocolate chips.
You know what's weird is that you don't think about it, really. But fresh bread, he'd have to make 3 loaves because you'll eat one right then.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's...
And you
want to
have some leftover for sandwiches, you know. Yeah, he makes a lot of it when he makes it. Okay, here is your celebrity trash for 7 o'clock. Prince Charles is in the news today. He's revealed an unexpected pleasure while... away in his coronavirus lockdown boredom, which we're all
now he tested positive, right?
He did. He's passed it. He survived his own COVID-19 infection. He told Country Life magazine, which sounds like a wonderful, is that a UK publication? Just say Country Life, that the times in isolation had shown him the very best use of technology. I've been online watching silly videos. The guy's on TikTok.
Or YouTube.
No, it definitely sounds like TikTok. He's not saying TikTok. He's not saying what it is, but he's saying, it allows us to keep working, also keep in touch through virtual parties, games, singing, some of the funniest videos I've seen for a long, long time. In such testing times, it is reassuring to see that adversity is bringing out the very best in people. And the dance moves. Oh,
the resemblance... to his mom, the queen. I mean, that is shocking.
The resemblance?
They sound just like each other.
Oh, yes. Well, it's the breeding, you see. Should I go? I'll go lower.
I guess you need to, right? I mean, you sound like...
In such testing times, it is reassuring to see that adversity is bringing out the very best in people.
There you go.
I will not reveal which sides I prefer. I will not reveal whether I have my own TikTok account.
He doesn't.
Of course he does. Of course he does. The next thing you're going to see is Prince Charles doing the blinded by the light thing. Charles has a Zoom account. Why do I hear myself repeated? Is there...
I don't hear that.
I'm hearing it.
Your audio sounds perfect to me.
Thank you. Charles has a Zoom account. He had a chat Tuesday with his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, celebrating her 94th birthday. She's quarantined at Windsor Castle, and Prince Charles is in his Scottish estate of Birkle with his wife Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall. And they're all sitting around watching TikTok videos, which is so fun. Oh, God. TikTok really is...
worthless?
No, it's crazy great. I don't know the guy's name, but there's this series called... it's like Mr. Booth. Mr. Booth is this, I don't know, maybe two-year-old kid, little boy. Have you guys seen these? The guy comes in. It's his dad. You know, he's sitting in a high chair, and he's the cutest little boy. And the dad comes in, and he's like, the mom and dad have clearly like arranged kid food in like sort of grown up looking presentations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's served like as though it was sushi, and they put it down in front of him, and he explains what each item on the serving platter is.
How cute.
It's really, oh my God, the guy is so clever, and the kid is so cute. Just a little white kid, you know, just and he listens very carefully to everyone, watches what the dad is pointing at, and then he reaches over and like takes a bean. Today it's bangers and mash. J-Lo stripped down to her bra at A-Rod's daughter's birthday bash in Miami. Listen, it's not, she had, it's a fancy bra, you know.
What does that mean?
It's not like, you know, it's, I was like, oh, I got this. Let me see that. Is she spilling out of that bra? You know? No, it's like this lacy number. And it actually has like kind of a, underneath the boobs, it has 5 or 6 inches of lace. Maybe less than that. Maybe 4 inches of lace hanging. So it looks kind of like a halter top.
Or like a camisole or something.
Yeah, like that, but it's tight. So they threw a party during the pandemic. And here's how they did it. They pulled off a 12th birthday party for his little daughter, Ella Alexander Rodriguez. This is in Miami. And they're trying to abide by the physical distancing stuff, but they're, you know, not really. You know, they've got a gigantic estate with a huge circular driveway. So everybody just pulled in and stayed in their car. And then the Rodriguezes and the J-Los got into their golf cart and went from car to car. It's, you know, it's just a long walk. So they had to, and it looks like they might be sheltering in place with the kid Ella's mother, because she's not in a car and she's just hanging out kind of with them. And sometimes she has a mask on, other times it's down, because that's how masks work. people just seem to want to take those off.
Can't breathe.
And it was really hot there, too, because that's why J-Lo took her top off.
That's, you know, what I was going to say. I mean, you're talking about Florida, right?
Yeah, it's Miami.
Yeah.
So it's hot, and I'm, you know, breathing into a mask for 2 seconds when it's not hot. It's just like, wow, this sucks. Mm-hmm. And now imagine it's 95 degrees outside.
You know, I just told you I restarted Dexter, and that takes place in Florida, and they do a good job. Every scene, everyone is sweating. And one of the scenes... they go to a shot of him from behind as he's sitting in an outdoor restaurant, and he just has, his back is just soaked.
Yeah.
And if you've ever been on the East Coast in the summer, you know that absolute, I just showered and I'm sweated.
Right. Even when it's like you work up a sweat toweling off and then you're just dewy moist. You have to accept that you're constantly moist.
Right.
I lived in Florida for a while, and it is no joke. And the thing is too, you go from these like freezing cold air conditioned places into this blast furnace heat, and you're constantly changing from one to another, like as you go throughout your day. And people constantly have like, they're sick, and your body is not built for that. Like, you're freezing to death, you go outside, it feels so good for 2 seconds, and then all of a sudden you're sweating through your clothes. Anyway,
it's gross.
It is. It's not a good place to live. And you can't even, like, after 8 a.m., you can't go outside in the summer. You just can't. So anyway, Ella, the mother, is named Cynthia Skirtis. We're back to J-Lo and A-Rod throwing a party for his 12-year-old daughter. The party guests were restricted to drive-by happy birthday wishes, although they were pulled in. It wasn't like they were actually driving by the front of the house, because the front of the house is a mile from the actual road. So they're all pulled. You know, it's just this huge parade. Nobody gets out. Jennifer went around. They call it a golf buggy. With her kids overseeing everything, including a two-tiered cake that was melting in the sun. At one point, she gets hot. She takes her shirt off. Alex's ex-wife is standing nearby. I guess the last time they were all seen together, oh, I guess this is the first time. This was last year at another daughter, Natasha's graduation from middle school. They've sort of famously not gotten along, Cynthia and J-Lo. Cynthia talked to the New York Post saying, all I can tell you is there's been a shift, and I'm not sure what to attribute it to. The shift was the amount of alimony and child support that A-Rod was paying her. I guess right after he started seeing, it's just bad timing, probably. He's like, hey, I don't make $30 million a year anymore, so I want to get those payments reduced.
Right.
And it was right about the time he started dating J-Lo, and so Cynthia blames it on J-Lo. She said, this was a while ago, Alex has dated some wonderful women since our divorce, many of whom have had positive relationships with our children. Alex and I have worked well trying to create a stable environment for our daughters, and there's never been an issue until now.
Oh.
It sounds like they're getting along fine now. That's good.
Oh, that's good.
Here's the shot of her. So she, now her shirt's just open over the, but she actually had that shirt off too. Look at her. She, you know, J-Lo's 50. She looks amazing.
She does look good.
Baskin-Robbins, 31 flavors.
Yeah.
You mentioned this yesterday. There's a place in, Junction City, Kansas. They're just on a main drag, the Baskin-Robbins is. So they have one of those big signs where it has the name of the place and then underneath a place where you can put some letters, you know, slide in those, put your little message on there.
Mm-hmm,
And it says, BR, Baskin-Robbins, no relation to Carol Baskin. And they say business has boomed since they put that up there. Carol Baskin, if you're not aware, she's the chick who killed her husband, allegedly, on Tiger King.
Hey, cool cats and kittens.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. Yeah, she's a freak, man. So basically, they put that up and business doubled. So congratulations to them capitalizing on the Tiger King thing. Ozark, season three viewership has surged. Well, I mean, everyone's home looking for something to watch, so it was bound to happen. But they say that it's, season three premiere day last month drew an average minute audience of 8.7 million viewers for the first 10 days. That basically tripled its season two premiere day audience. So congratulations. If you haven't watched it yet, lucky you. You get to watch three seasons of Crazy.
Where's Nicole at in that? She finished that yet?
Oh, yeah. Nicole, where are you at?
No, I'm still in season one. I'm kind of slow right now.
We'll try to not.
Wow. What's keeping you so busy?
I keep on hopping around because there's
TikTok?
Three.
Yeah.
I spent an hour and a half on that app yesterday.
You don't even know where the time goes.
Exactly. I could be watching Ozark, but I'm on TikTok.
Yeah. I'm going to send you those Mr. Booth things.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
I can't find the text. I just walked away from our little camera view. You may have noticed that, but I went and got my laptop. This new laptop's a trip, but I'll tell you that story another day. Anyway, I was looking for the text where someone writes, okay, fine, I'll watch Ozark. And then I did. And now I haven't been able to pull off. That show is so GD good.
Yeah,
it's, like, yeah, it's really good. The first two episodes I thought were kind of slow. But
really?
It didn't capture my interest, but I kept watching and
atta girl, yeah. Stick it out.
Yeah.
And on the opposite end of the spectrum, Empire, once a force for Fox. It had 17 million viewers a week its first year that it was out. It finished its sixth season in tatters with less than 3 million people watching. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Real quick, here's that Ozark quote, text, I should say, 925 says, fine, I decided to start watching Ozark yesterday. I'm four episodes in, and damn, that show is good.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. All right, I've got a bunch of stuff, including those stimulus checks and kids and dealing with that nonsense. Also, when are you officially old? All after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.